Listener Production.
Hi there, David Dolan here with your news briefing. It's likely to be a few days before we know if Labor has secured majority government. Only a small amount of postal votes are being counted today. The ALP is currently sitting on 72 seats, still far short of what's needed to govern without relying on crossbenchers. What we do know is that the new look at Parliament will have a lot more female MPs after the Coalition lost a heap of seats in Sydney and Melbourne to the so-called Teal Independents. Among them is Dr. Monique Ryan, who's won Kooyong off Josh Frydenberg.
I think that having more women there and more women who are not career politicians who have life experience in other important sectors like health will improve the tenor of political discussion, hopefully, in this country, and that will bring a degree of pragmatism and less partisanship.
Speaking on Nine there, Peter Dutton is the frontrunner to become Liberal leader now that Scott Morrison is resigning. As for whether Barnaby Joyce will continue to lead the Nationals, he's told Seven that's up to his party room.
I'm not going to be sort of discussing those sort of issues. That's not a respect for my party room. It's not a respect for others.
New Zealand MP Jacinda Ardern has congratulated Anthony Albanese on his election win, saying she looks forward to formally meeting with him soon. She's also acknowledged the strong working relationship she had with Morrison. Albanese will be sworn in tomorrow along with a handful of key ministers. He'll be joining him on a trip to Tokyo on Tuesday to meet with Joe Biden and the leaders of Japan and India.
Listener.